But in Lismore, Southern Cross University, Dr. Pooh, also known as Dirk Eller, has less imposing apparatus. Tell me about your poo scheme here. How's it set up?
We're working with local industries, local wastewater treatment plants, to look at ways of converting their biosolids into energy or recapturing nutrients produced in those systems.
Much of it?
No, not in this area. We don't have the population to generate enormous amounts of biosolid, but what we're trying to do is combine it with other industries, for instance, milk processing industries which produce solids. There's a meat processing industry, they also generate waste. So everyone's generating waste. So the idea is, can we combine them and make it more efficient to produce energy and extract nutrients from the wastes?
I love the decorum with which you describe it. I'm just going to the loo to make some biosolids. And you accumulate them and what? Produce methane?
Yeah, that's right. The anaerobic digestion of the solids to produce methane as a byproduct. But it's an economy of scale, so you do have to have a decent amount of methane produced to be able to justify the production or the infrastructure costs associated with that.
As it's established technology, are you contributing anything special with the science?
The science is all about the blending. Can we mix different organic wastes to improve the methane yield? We've also got some ideas about increasing methane yield through a pre-treatment process. So most pre-treatment involves heating or maceration. Some colleagues at the University of Queensland who are using acids produced in the wastewater stream to break up the cellular material of the biosolid so that you can increase the methane yield. But another part of the project is capturing the nutrients from the waste themselves, produce soil amendment products and improve crop yields with those products.
Yeah, it must be a very rich source.
Exactly. So these solids are loaded with nitrogen and phosphorus. Carbon is lost during the treatment process, but absolutely rich source of nitrogen and phosphorus. And currently it's underutilised.
Of course, phosphorus is a fairly rare element, isn't it?
I agree. So nitrogen is gassed off in the wastewater treatment processes, but phosphorus is where the big story is, because we are just releasing phosphorus. It's just accumulating in the bottom of the ocean and we're running out of it. So that's one of our main targets. And in our dairy processing wastes, it's loaded with phosphorus. It just goes straight to the sewage plant and then off it goes. So that's a big opportunity to capture phosphorus there.
Roughly how much methane do you produce? Is it enough to run a village or a town or what?
So there's enough energy within waste that comes into a sewage treatment plant to run 5 sewage treatment plants. But at the moment, we can only take less than a fifth of that. So we can't quite run a sewage treatment plant off the methane that we could produce from the wastes. But the potential is there to run 5 sewage treatment plants for the waste coming into a single sewage treatment plant.
And of course, as you said, capture the minerals. Now, how is it that someone like you who's working on poo is also working on coral?
That comes back to the nitrogen story. Wastewater contains nitrogen. Nitrogen is discharged into the environment. And I'm interested in tracing the nitrogen from human production into the marine environment. And the nitrogen that comes from wastewater has a unique isotopic signature. It's like a fingerprint of the nitrogen. And I can track that into the marine system to see if the nitrogen is coming from wastewater, and importantly, to reconstruct a timeline of when that happened.
You're not terribly far away from the ocean here. Do you go down to Byron and thereabouts to do your research?
Not so much around here. We do a lot of work with greenhouse gas production in the local system, but I'm interested in coral reef systems. I've done some work in the Pacific Islands where they have a wastewater discharge issue. They are heavily reliant on tourism dollars to sustain their economies. And if their coral reefs are degraded, then a big source of their GDP is potentially lost. So we've been doing some work there looking at their wastewater treatment. And in that project, we thought, well, what about if we go back and see when did nutrients start being discharged into their marine systems? So what we do is we look at boulder-forming corals or massive corals, which grow like an onion, and we can drill a core into them. And strangely enough, there's actually nitrogen trapped inside the skeletal material of the corals. And we can access that nitrogen, look at its isotopic fingerprint, and see when sewage discharge started to occur in those areas.
And when you find that the sewage discharge is affecting the corals, and you tell the local authorities, what sort of reaction do you get?
Most of the local authorities in the Pacific are well aware of the problems. This is not a new idea that wastewater is going into the environment, but it's hard to demonstrate that. So we've actually been able to demonstrate it, and they've been very proactive. For instance, in the Cook Islands, they are very proactive in terms of improving their septic tank systems, and they are looking at going into a centralised wastewater treatment process where they can collect all the wastes on the island and treat it together.
A final question on your biosolids and your methane, handling all that stuff, do you have to be careful with germs?
Yes, there's always a pathogen risk. With the biosolids, once it goes through the anaerobic digestion process, there's very little handling during that process. It's very industrialised. The biggest problem with biosolids is when they are not treated in terms of methane generation, they're just simply left to dry and then they're put on for land application. That's where you can get some issues. But there's quite strict regulations as to how you can use those biosolids, what you can put it on, how long they have to sit there before you can actually use them for soil.
And when you go to parties and they say, well, what do? And you tell them, what do they say?
I've got this reputation and I tried to shed it by working in coral reefs, but I'm still the poo doctor, so I just can't shake that.
In fact, Dr. Dirk Eller, senior lecturer at Southern Cross University in Lismore.